hey, good morning and welcome back to the Life Point Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. Thanks for joining us today on the Drivecast. And we are in John chapter 4 today, looking at the interaction Jesus has with the woman at the well. And I think a lot of us have heard this story before and heard the comments about just how untypical this is. And even in the passage, right, it says that, you know, the disciples, they're sort of shocked to see Jesus interacting with this woman. And the woman herself is saying, hey, you know, Jews don't interact with Samaritans, especially Jewish men and this woman. And so what this shows us in so many ways is just the heart of Jesus, that he sees us in our brokenness. He sees us in our pain. He sees us in our shame. And for this woman in particular, you know, Jesus tells us that she's been married five times, and the one she's with now is not her husband. And there's a lot of speculation on what exactly that means. Was it that, you know, she married for the wrong reasons? Possibly. Was it that she's been rejected by five men? Possibly. We don't really know, but what we do know is that there's shame and there's pain. And in this passage, I love how the devotional content puts it. And it says this: Jesus tells her, God the Father is seeking worshipers and reveals to her that he is the Messiah. Instead of meeting people with shame and rejection, Jesus sees us in our imperfection and reveals who he is. And so I think this is so important for us to see, that in our imperfections, Jesus isn't looking down at us and shaking his head in disapproval. He's not seeing the mistakes that you made today, the mistake that you made yesterday, or the mistakes that you made yesterday, and saying, when are they ever going to understand? When are they ever going to get it? No, he doesn't look down us in disapproval. He's able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses, as the author of Hebrews would say. Jesus was tempted in every way as we are, and yet he remained without sin. But Jesus is able to relate to us in the sense that he knows what it is to experience hardship. He knows what it is to experience temptation. He knows all of those things. And in his victory over those things, he chooses not to say, how dare you still struggle with this? But he chooses to say, I still love you. I see you. I know you're struggling. I get all of that. And yet I still choose to extend grace and mercy to you. You are saved. You are a son, or you are a daughter. You are mine. And so in this, what we see in the devotional content, there's a reference to 2 Corinthians 5:14. And in this, the Apostle Paul is saying that the love of Christ compels him. And there's a connection here between 2 Corinthians 5:14 and what the Apostle Paul is saying, and the response that we see this woman have. The love of Christ compels her. She is seen, she's known, she's not rejected by Jesus. And in response to that, she goes and tells everyone in her town. A town where she would have been rejected, a town where people would have said things about her, a town where she no doubt would have felt shame. It's the love of Christ that transforms her, that encourages her, and that allows her to go to these people and say, I have found the Messiah. I have found the one we've all been waiting for, the one we've been looking for. And what's amazing to see is these people listen, and this whole village comes out to Jesus, and so many are saved. And it's just a testament to the nature of the heart of Christ, who he is, what he's about, how he interacts with us, how he sees us, even in our brokenness in our pain. And so I think coming out of that then, the section in the devotional content titled Live It Out, there's some really good things for us here. It says, what labels and or failures cause you to feel isolated, rejected, or ashamed? And how does knowing that you are fully known and loved by God impact your life? Take a second to think about that. What are those things that you're feeling deep shame about, rejection, isolation? How can you give those to Jesus? He knows already. But how can you say those things to Jesus and say, thank you for forgiving me? Thank you for not judging me based upon these things, but rather receiving me and not judging me, but making me your own. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And then it says, consider the following question and share your answers with someone this week. How has God met you and seen you through a struggle? And what has the Lord revealed to you about how he sees you? What has the Lord revealed to you about how about who he is. Again, I think those are just so good. And I would challenge us to really ask those questions and to share with somebody else. I think that will be encouragement to them. It will be an encouragement to you. And I believe you'll see the glory and the goodness and the heart of Jesus in the midst of that. So with that being said, let's go ahead and take a minute to pray. I'll kick us off in prayer. Thanks so much for joining us here on the DriveCast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, thank you for sending your son. And Jesus, thank you for seeing us and not rejecting us, but living like us, but yet being victorious over sin. You are the blemishless, faultless Lamb of God, and yet you welcome with open arms sinners like us. And so, Jesus, thank you, and we come to you in your name. Amen.